Thank you. As usual, we're joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're pleased to welcome as our guest State Senator Dawn Oyer, a Democrat from Newport. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A school shooting near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, claimed the lives of at least 17 people this week. Once again, people are expressing horror and debating what should be done to discourage these kinds of attacks. Some liberal lawmakers say weapons like those used in the Florida attack should be banned. But Senator Oyer, even if so-called assault rifles were outlawed in Rhode Island, wouldn't there be a lot of ways to get around it? Those weapons, in theory, could be brought in from other states. What would you do as a progressive about these kind of attacks to try to lessen the chance of them happening in Rhode Island?
I mean, first of all, I think we need to acknowledge that we're in 2018, and I was reading a tweet that was talking about students that were fleeing the gunfire, live tweeting the event and being responded to and coached by students who have lived through similar shootings. So I think it's an outrage that nothing has been done. And I think even if the answer isn't perfect, I think it's incumbent upon us to take action. I mean, there's been a lot of conversation about this issue. I mean, I thought after Sandy Hook that for sure something was going to happen. I mean, the minority leader, Republican, federal office holder was shot and nothing was done. I think it's incumbent upon us to take action. I think there's going to be a push for high capacity magazine limitations. I think there's going to be bills around the assault weapon ban and concealed carry bans in schools. I think that, you know, last year's efforts on these issues led by Senator Metz and Senator Golden and Senator Miller around the domestic violence gun control legislation is a good start. But I think we need to continue the pressure on this issue.
Maureen, what would you say to the pro-gun people on the other side, that if someone is hell-bent on committing violence, it's very tough to stop them, that if assault weapons are outlawed, they can do it with a pistol? What would you say?
I think we have to start somewhere, and that may be the case, but there's a common ground here in the sense that this gentleman purchased an assault weapon, and had he not been able to, and in fact, he passed a check, FBI check, that overlooked some of the statements he had made on social media, Facebook specifically. Look, I think it's going to be very hard to do something at the national level. It's so wrought with difficulties, and we're not getting any leadership from our president, who didn't even mention guns when he talked about it. It's up to individual states, I think, to do the best they can to protect the people in their community. Having said that, I'm chagrined to remember that Vermont, you can get an assault weapon in Vermont. Even that gentle environment, you know, the gun, people that use guns have a very strong lobby.
Scott, we see there are some countries that have used very stringent gun laws and have reduced the gun violence. But is that realistic for a country like the United States?
You know, it's tough for the United States. The Second Amendment people, as Maureen mentioned, are very, very ingrained, both in our politics and in our culture. But let's face it, this is a real blight on this country. We are the only country in the world, the only developed country in the world, not having a civil war, that has these mass shootings all the time. And to have it happen in schools is just so tragic. The Las Vegas tragedy. Now, you're not going to stop people from getting guns, but let's make it harder for them. Let's have some sensible gun restrictions to get rid of these assault weapons and close the gun show loophole and do some things that aren't going to at all impinge on the rights of hunters or people with sport rifles or people who like to shoot skeet. That's what we need to do.
Well, let's switch gears and talk about a complaint filed this week by State Republican Chairman Brandon Bell against Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo. It's over a fundraising agreement between Raimondo and the Providence Democratic City Committee. Brandon Bell says this is a problem because the person who was the chair of the Providence Democrats when the agreement was reached, Patrick Ward, was hired by the state last year. Senator Oyer, do you see this as a ethics lapse on the part of the governor?
Look, I haven't read the report. I haven't read the fundraising agreement. But to me, what this complaint signifies is really that silly season started early. And it's really echoes of their tactics, the party's tactics in 2016 in the presidential elections. And it's really a shame to see that echo coming to Rhode Island.
But is there a perception issue here that if Patrick Ward was hired by the state last year and now he's turning around and helping Governor Raimondo with a fundraising agreement, that on the face of it looks a little concerning?
I mean, I think these agreements are really typical. And I think when you're facing these elections, when you have groups that are getting money from the Koch brothers who have agreed to put, you know, $500 million into our elections throughout the country in the midterms, and that's filtering down into Rhode Island. Make no mistake, those groups are here and active in Rhode Island on electoral races here. And so it makes every sense for political candidates to be putting together an infrastructure so they can combat that dark money.
Scott, you've been around for a long time, seeing a lot of political contributions to elected officials. How does this look to you?
Well, obviously, Mr. Ward is not the brightest bulb on Governor Chafee's holiday tree, as we used to call it. I mean, he put out this anti-Italian website. I have no idea what his credentials are for this state job. It looks like perhaps another functionary just given a state job, 70-some-odd grand a year, looks pretty good. He helps out the governor. So that said, I think what the Republicans are doing here is what Bell always does. They're trying to portray Governor Raimondo as someone who takes a lot of money from rich people. They're going after her fundraising. The whole idea is that this is Gina Raimondo, Wall Street Gina. She's not one of us. She's the one with all the money. So that's the undercurrent that they're trying to get along. I'm not sure if they're going to be successful.
Maureen, was this an ethics lapse by the governor?
Look, I think you have to remember, this isn't an individual-to-individual thing. This is about party building. It's an organizational thing. So the idea that there's going to direct money to go to her, she doesn't need money. I think what this is a cover to do some advertising and to bring in constituents. So in that sense, it's a misnomer to talk about it individual-to-individual.
But it would potentially allow the governor to raise more money for so-called party building activity.
Yeah, but it not necessarily her party building activities. It's party building per se. That's my point. But the other thing is, it used to be when you had an ethics complaint, it was kind of the kiss of death. Now we see people, you know, having this adjudicated. My point is, the ethics committee should get on this right away, make a decision one way or the other, and not drag it out.
My point, though, is this guy is a bit of a bozo, and I'm not sure why he has a state job.
We just have a little bit of time here left. So, Dawn Oyer, you're a freshman in the Rhode Island Senate. You were an activist before that, advocating for issues like same-sex marriage, which became law in 2013. What is your impression so far of what it's like being on the inside of the Rhode Island Senate?
I think it's been fascinating so far. I mean, I've been learning a lot more about my colleagues and kind of their perspective. I think one of the things that's really important to me is that, you know, this is a representative government. So there's people who come to the Senate, to the House from around the state. They come from different backgrounds and have different values. And that, so learning about those things and how we can work together to move a bill forward has been really enlightening.
And you come all the way from Newport, which, as we know, is a really long drive to Providence.
Yes, yes, it is. It is quite the trek. And I do pack a lunch, but I don't stay overnight. So,
all right. On that note, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you so much.
And Newport Democratic Senator Dawn Oyer.
Thank you.
As usual, you can find a lot more information on our website at ripr.org.